You not only had mice and rats, you had smaller stuff. Flies, every house, every place had blooming sticky sticks to keep the flies off. You seen fly papers?
Hmm.
They're horrible when they're full of flies, but they did keep them away from you. My mother moved into the first house they had on their own. They were in rooms for a bit. Grandad had done it all out, and after they'd just put in electric lighting instead of gas lighting. And then Dad always got up first, got the fire going before. He used to take Mum a cup of tea, and then she'd get up in her own time. That was the settled routine. For some reason, Mum had to come downstairs in the dark, switch the light on, about to put her foot down, and saw the whole of the sitting room floor, that stair must have led into the sitting room, was absolutely brown. And within seconds, they'd all disappeared. Cockroaches! Thick with cockroaches, who got back into the plaster within seconds. I said, I'm not staying here any longer than I can help it. And all the old houses were alive with things like cockroaches.
Oh, yes, Gress Lewis. Oh, yeah, ballroom dancing. Down New Park Road. He had a bakery, and his daughter was called Mona, and she was a very, very good dancer. In later life, she went on the cruise ships. I remember Mona very well, and she used to get the young lads in there to teach them to dance proper ballroom dancing. And what she used to do was give you a... If you hadn't got a partner, you had to use a chair. You had to pick a chair up and hold this chair and dance around with this chair. Just, you know, if you do the waltz. Well, we did feel rather silly.
Remember, years ago, we used to have a double art club. We used to have that in the old rooms at the back of the All Saints. Double art club, we called ourselves Reliable and Resolute. And we used to have... We first of all began in the old Rainbow Pub. Used to have meetings in the Studley Club. Well, we used to do all kinds of things. We've had Percy Thrower come to talk to us and things like that. And God, I'm going back years. I can't even remember what we did do. But there was quite a few of us, like, you know, and sure to be 40 years ago, the community hall was built, wasn't it? Yeah. They just built it, because I think it's hideous with that great big weighted roof that they've got on it. But, yeah, it's...
Were you involved in that from the start?
No, not really, no. No, we ended back up... Double R ended back up at the community hall when it opened, like, and whatnot, you know, in the years to come.
Lewis's, on the New Park Road, he had a bakery, Gress Lewis, and he had a big hall. They used to have dances there. We used to go up the back of the yard and dance. And then, of course, when it comes a certain time and all the troops, the lads were coming in and out, we were told to clear off. They used to have films. And, of course, you paid your shilling and you went in to see the films. And it was a great event, really, because, I mean, blackout and everything else. You hadn't got far to go, just up the yard there. Wherever, depending where you lived, and it was quite a busy little place. The one film I vividly remember was Lorna Doone. And, you know, it was such a lovely film, and everybody was captivated by it. All for a shilling. Well, I don't think we paid a shilling. I think we probably only paid sixpence, I don't know.